The title character of the new Martin Scorsese film Hugo is a young boy who lives alone behind the walls of a Paris train station in the late 1920s, early 1930s. It's a ragtag existence. He keeps the station's clocks wound, he steals food, and he tries to fix a broken mechanical man that his late father found in a museum. In this scene, Hugo remembers the first time he came face to face with his father's discovery.
What does he do?
He's a wind-up figure. Like a music box. This is the most complicated one I've ever seen. By far. You see, this one can write. Magicians used machines like this when I was a boy. Some walked, some danced, some sang, but the secret was always in the clockwork.
That's Asa Butterfield as Hugo and Jude Law playing his father. Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr calls Hugo a love letter to the earliest of movies, much like another film opening this holiday season, the silent movie The Artist by Michel Hazanavicius. Ty joins us in the studio to talk about both films. Ty, thanks for coming back.
Sure. Nice to see you, Sasha.
Ty, the key thing that we keep hearing about Hugo is that it's 3D. And I have to tell you that when I first heard that Martin Scorsese did a 3D movie, I thought, I can't believe this established filmmaker is succumbing to trend. But then I read, he actually is not. He's saying that he has loved 3D long before it became newly trendy.
Yeah, as a young boy, I mean, he's spoken often about watching Hitchcock's Dial M for Murder, which was originally released in 3D. All those 3D movies of the 50s, the first wave. So there's a movie love throughout this movie, but that's just one of the aspects of it. And in fact, I've been saying that for a while now, that eventually the great craftsmen and artists of the cinema are going to start messing around with 3D, not just the hacks, not just the family films. And for instance, Spielberg is doing a 3D film this year. Werner Herzog, Wim Wenders are all making 3D. They're all starting to do interesting things. And the 3D in Hugo is not in your face. It's really, really smart.
Ty, you have called this film, and I'm quoting you here, an exhilarating tale of magic, machines, memories, and dreams, without giving too much away, but also telling us why we'd want to see it. Tell us why you describe it that way and what's it about.
Well, it's based on a really wonderful young adult book by a man named Brian Selznick. Again, a movie connection. He's related to David Selznick, the famous producer. And it is a wonderful film about a young boy in the 20s in this station in Paris who goes on this voyage of discovery that seems like it's about finding out what happened with his father and this mechanical man he's inherited, but then opens up into this love letter, and it's no other word for it, to cinema itself, to the movies, and to the earliest days of movies. And I'm actually going to give away a little spoiler here, so if you turn down your volume if you really don't want to, you know, if you want to go in cold. He befriends or meets an old man who runs a toy selling stall in the station, and this old man turns out to be one of the pioneers, one of the real pioneers of cinema, a man named Georges Méliès, who has created the first special effects in film ever, the famous Man in the Moon, you know, the rocket going into the Man in the Moon's face. That was a Méliès film, and in fact is a very salient plot point in the film. I'm giving it away because, well, for one thing, the movie never says this guy really existed. And in fact, he did. And the films you see are those early, early films. I mean, literally within 5 years of the invention of cinema.
So was this Scorsese's chance to pay tribute to some of the people he revered in the filmmaking industry?
Absolutely. And you feel his movie love. And it extends to anybody who loves movies, just throughout the veins of this movie.
Now, The Artist, of course, the other movie we are going to talk about, is more than just a tribute to the silent film era. It's actually a silent film shot in black and white. What do people need to prepare for? Is this total silence? Is this reading lips? What are we getting into if we go to this?
This is a really remarkable movie. Who would think that in 2011 a black and white silent film would land in the commercial marketplace and be a complete crowd pleaser? It's a Hollywood tale. It owes some things to A Star Is Born and Singing in the Rain. It's about a famous silent film star at the dawn of sound, and his career goes down when sound comes in, and this young woman he meets, her career goes up. And it is silent, although there's a dream sequence where sound comes in, and there's other places where sound just sort of bleeds in a very, very smart, playful way. It's very, very aware and wise to the ways those movies worked and the ways we expect movies to work now.
I have seen not the movie itself, but I've seen a trailer of The Artist, and I was amazed how emotionally wrapped up I felt in the plot, the relationship in the movie.
Right.
You got very sucked into the relationship, even just in the trailer.
Hello?
Ty, you said that this has been a crowd pleaser, but it's also very slow getting to theaters. The artist opened in New York and L.A. the day after Thanksgiving. It will be coming to other theaters over the next month. Do you really think that as it spreads, it will continue to appeal to wider audiences?
The slow rollout is precisely because this is a very special item. And how the heck do you release a silent black and white film in today's marketplace? This is actually, I think, the smartest way to do it. You open it, you get the good reviews in New York and L.A., and then you slowly bring it to the rest of America. And I guarantee you, anybody who sees this will like it.
It's even been talked about as a possible Oscar contender, as has Hugo. Do you believe these movies really will be considered for those when it gets to that point?
I think both of those films stand a good chance. I think The Artist certainly will be. It will be every now that we have 10 films to nominate for Best Picture, you always get a wild card, one of these oddball films that works really well. So I think I know people who think The Artist stands a good chance of winning. I'd kind of like to see that. I don't know about that, but it certainly charms anybody who sees it.
Why do you think now we're seeing two movies that are tributes to early filmmaking? Is it just a coincidence?
I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I think there's a mood in the culture. We live in a digital culture where we experience all these visions, hear all these sounds, but nothing we can actually touch. We can access them everywhere, but there's nothing we can actually touch. And it feeds into the same impulse that has my teenage daughter saying, oh, I want to listen to your vinyl. I want to get a hi-fi player. It's something she can touch. And these movies bring us back to the roots of why we like movies, the stories we originally went to. In a way, they're sort of a rebuke to the, you know, super fast-paced CGI, bam, bam, bam kind of movies that we get from the studios as a matter of course.
On the other hand, Martin Scorsese has said that he sat down with Warner Brothers about 4 years ago to talk about Hugo, and the studio didn't seem very enthusiastic. So what changed in 4 years?
Probably Scorsese saying that he could do it in 3D. I also think, you know, maybe he had that conversation before he won the Oscar for The Departed, and that gives him a certain amount of clout in Hollywood.
Hugo is being marketed as a family movie that will appeal to both adults and children. But you wrote that it may be too unsettlingly rich and moody for the youngest audiences. So how young is too young to go to Hugo?
I think this movie has been mismarketed, and they don't know what it's an odd duck. They don't know what to do with it. A 5-year-old kid would not know what to do with this movie. They wouldn't be interested in the history. I mean, maybe a particularly astute 5-year-old. it's very, very dense. Parts of it are unsettling and dark in a, you know, not too scary way, but a confusing way. I would not take a little kid to this movie. I would take, you know, a 9 or 10-year-old. I don't know if a cynical teenager would get anything out of it, but I also think, I really believe that Hugo is a movie for adults, that you don't need a kid to see this movie. And in fact, I've seen it a second time with friends of mine who aren't, you know, old movie buffs, and they think it's the best movie they've seen in ages. It's a good date movie.
And what about The Artist? Does its silent nature mean that it's going to be a tough one for younger people?
I actually think the youngest audiences relate to silent movies. For one thing, they haven't been told, you know, that silent and black and white is bad for them. But also, it's a purely visual medium. It makes its points, it tells its story in a visual way that very young audiences can completely relate to.
That's Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr giving us his take on Hugo and The Artist. Ty, thanks again.
Thanks, Sasha.